Okay, today's daf is Erechin Daf Dalad. Erechin Daf Dalad, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, the first wide line. As we continue through all the mitzvahs of Shas that have the language of Hakol, starting off their respective Mishnah. Just by the way, there is hopefully a shir, Daf Be'Iyun shir, that is up already, or will be up. It was uploaded last night, related to the mitzvah of... Osek Batar Patar Bar Mitzvah. It's been a long night. Kabbalah Shiurim last night. So the Osek Batar Patar Bar Mitzvah. That was our shiur last night. And feel free to listen. Okay, so we are on Gimel Amud Beis now on the first wide line. Hakol Chayavin Bitkia Shofar. Koanim Leviim Yisraelim. Everybody is Chayav in Shofar. Koanim Leviim Yisraelim. Just like we said, they're Chayav in Tefillin and they're Chayav in Sukkah. And they're chayiv in Re'iyah, so everybody's chayiv in shofar. So pshita. So what's the chiddush of that? Everybody, what's the uniqueness of shofar? Koanim is shrichalei. The chiddush is koanim. Koanim. Why? Why would I have thought that koanim are pater? Sakadai the chamina hoel viksiv yom trua yelachem. Because it says you shall have one day of trua yom trua yelachem. The one who has, anyone who has one day of the mitzvah of tkiyah, so they'd be chayiv. The hani koanim, hoel v'isnehu b'tkiyah kulei shasa, the koanim are blowing all year. They don't have only one day mitzvah, they have all year. Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Bahaloscha, usakatem b'chatzotzros al oloseichem. You shall blow with your chatzotzros on your olos, with the chatzotzros along with the karbanos. So, I might think that they wouldn't be chayiv, because only somebody who has this unique mitzvah, Yom Trua, will be chayiv, but not those who don't. This pasuk, by the way, Skadda Bachatzotzos, is the second half of the pasuk of the Ramban's Hoda'ah to the Rambam. If you remember the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about tefillah, whether tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa every single day or not, the Rambam says yes. The Rambam doesn't only say yes, the Rambam gives it tremendous significance by putting the mitzvah asay. The order of the mitzvah asay in the Rambam is, we don't know exactly the svaris for the entire order, but we know there are clusters of mitzvahs that go together. He'll put all the matnas kahuna together, and the matnas aniyim together, and chayvim mitzvahs bezin together. But at the beginning, we would think that the first few, unlike the chinuch, which follows the order of the parsha, but we would think that the order of the Rambam is significant. So the Rambam writes there in the first mitzvos, number one is the mitzvah of Emunah, number two is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, number three and four is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and number five is tefillah. So the first mitzvah that you do something is davening, is tefillah. That's very important, whether not only that the Rambam says it, but where the Rambam puts it in beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to daven every single day. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says no. It's a great idea. It's a great idea to daven every single day. And on a Drabbanan level, you're chayiv. But on a Daraisa level, no. Daraisa level, no. It's only if you want to. There's no chayiv every day. Except in one case. Except in Eis Sarah, where there is a national calamity and tragedy and danger, or personally Eis Sarah. So in that way, that case, the Rambam would agree that one is chayiv daraisa to daven, and that's this pasuk. Uschata b'chatzotzros. That's the source. The Rambam brings alalosecha. You have to blow shofar. Alatzar hatzorer eschem, or the first half of the pasuk. That is the Rambam, and that is the Ramban in terms of when one has to. When one has to daven. So, because there's a mitzvah of tekiyas every day, so one might have thought that one has to always blow. So the Gemara answers, no, me dummy, how can you compare? We're suggesting that the Kohanim have a mitzvah of shofar all year, and that is why we say that they wouldn't have a mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's two different things. They're both blowings, but hasam chatzotzros hacha shofar. Big difference between trumpets and the shofar. They blew chatzotzros the whole year. They don't blow shofar the whole year. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, comparing and contrasting the two. So you can't say that chatzotzros and shofar are the same mitzvah, so therefore the Kohanim also only have a mitzvah once a year to hear the shofar. So that is why we're back to the original question. So again, there's no hava mina to exclude Kohanim. So Kohanim are memela included in the mitzvah of shofar. So why does the Mishnah have to say hakol chayavin? The Brisa have to say hakol chayavin b'tkiyas shofar. What's the chiddush? So Gemara tries again. Itzrich salkadai dechamina hoel v'tnan shave hayovel l'rosh hashana l'tkiya u'lebrachos. Since we know there is another time that we blow shofar, and that is Yom Kippur of Yovel. Another time we blow shofar. So the Mishnah says that Yovel and Rosh and Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah of every year is equal to the in regard to tkiyas blowing shofar ula brachas in regard to brachas. What do you mean brachas? We're totally not used to this. But the Rashi and Tosfos here both say that when it comes to brachas on Yom Kippur of Yovel, they said Malchias Zichronos and Shofros. That's a long Yom Kippur davening. But the Malchias Zichronos and Shofros on Yom Kippur of Yovel, because there's similarities between the two. So I might have thought, since there are comparisons between Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah of every year, so de'isa b'mitzvahs Yovel, isa b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. Whoever is included in the mitzvahs of Yovel is included in the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, and the less of the mitzvahs Yovel, less of the mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, and those who are not fully included in the mitzvahs of Yovel are not included in Rosh Hashanah. Vahani kohani, and these kohanim, there's kohanim shevet, however, less of the mitzvahs of Yovel, not all the halachas apply to the kohanim, regarding Yovel, Ditznan, as the Mishnah says. Where's this Mishnah? The second to last half of this Masechta. Well, come on, Lama Gimel Lama Beis. Second to last Amud in Erechin says, Kohanim Levia Mokran La'olam, V'gualun La'olam. There are certain halachas about what happens to fields, Steachuza, that were Hukdash, during the years before Yovel. But the halach is that Kohanim and Levim are allowed to sell it and buy it back whenever they want. So Yovel does not affect them in that area. So Ema, I might say, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, Nami lo v'chayvu. They're also not included in Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, because you compare it to the other mitzvahs of Yovel. So Gemara says, no, Kamash Malan, we say that they are included. Right? And they are chayv and shofar. Why? Because the Gemara gives a svara, Nihi, the lesnu bashmatas karka. Fine, they're not included in Shmita's karka, or the halachas of karka by Yovel, regarding steachuza and returning to the original owner, but bashmatas ksafim, bishiluach avadim, mia isnu. But the other aspects of Yovel, they are included in hashmatas ksafim, the same halachas of Shmita's ksafim that apply to Shmita apply to Yovel, and shiluach avadim, let it, the ukrasim dra l'chol yoshveha. Right, setting the avadim free, the pasuk that's on the liberty bell, right, shiluach avadim. So that is applies to kohanim as well, and therefore, even if you want to compare Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, still it's good enough to be compared in this way, and that's the chiddush of our Mishnah that it would be included, and that's why they're chayev in shofar. There is another way that it is compared to Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are compared, and that is just how many kolos we blow. How many kolos do we have to blow on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah that it says the word shrua three times in the Torah, but they're not all by Rosh Hashanah. Some are by Yom Kippur of Yovel, some are by Rosh Hashanah. But because it says it three times, so we know that we have Gzeir Shava, that is the mitzvah daraisa on Rosh Hashanah, to blow three shruos. And we have a Misorah that before and after each shrua, there is a straight sound, a tekiah. So we know there is nine. Minimum of nine, or what we're supposed to hear on Rosh Hashanah is nine, because of the comparison of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. The problem is we don't know what a shrua is, the Gemara says. Even if it's not a Gemara, they didn't know what a shrua was, which is amazing. Like, what happened in the previous generation? It's the great historical question on the Gemara. What did they do in the year before? What did Moshe made it do? They lost the Masorah already. But the Gemara says they didn't know. So that's why we have to cover our bases and do all three possibilities. Is a trua what we call a trua? Is a trua what we call a shvarim? Is a trua what we call a shvarim trua? And we have to do each of those three times, preceded and followed by a tekiah. And that's why the minimum amount of sounds that one has to hear on Rosh Hashanah, Bizman HaZeh, is 30. Because you have to have a shvarim, a trua, and a shvarim trua, and preceded and followed by a tekiah. We don't have the other way, because it's not the natural way to cry. We don't have trua and then shvarim. We don't think that's a possibility, because people aren't usually, you know, totally out of control, wailing, and then start groaning. True and shvarim. It's usually just shvarim trua, so the Gemara says that we don't take into account the fourth possibility. But the other three, we don't know. Here we bought a base of Migdash. Are we going to go back when Rosh Hashanah comes? Are we going to go back to figure, oh, it was really a trua? So we're only going to have truas or shvarims, or is there something inherent that this is each one of them gives us a certain message. So we'll see. But anyway, this is another Lemaisa connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Good, we continue now. Next mitzvah. Hakol Chayavin B'mikra Megillah. So, again, we've moved a little bit. The first blot, Daf Beis Gimel, spoke about the word Hakol. What is that word Hakol including? And now we've moved over to the mitzvahs that say that Hakol includes Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. We're trying to figure out, okay, what's the chiddush of them? So first we went to Hakol, so we had a couple on the first daf of Suma Bachas Meina, Vidivet Katan, and Chatzi Eved Chatzi, Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, and now we moved over to the mitzvahs that include Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So what's the chiddush? So we just had that by Shofar. And now we move on, and we have it by Megillah. So, Hakol Chayav B'Mikra Megillah, Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim, or Chayavim Mikra Megillah, even Kohanim Leviim. So, again, where's the Pshita? What's the Chiddush of Kohanim Leviim? What, they weren't in the, Mordechai and Esther weren't from Shevet Levi? So they're not included in the mitzvah? No. All Klal Yisrael. So what's the chiddush to say according to Levi are included? So lo tzricha livtol avodasam. The chiddush is, they're chayiv even enough that they'll have to be mevatel their avoda. Okay, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kohanim ba'avodasam u'leviim biduchanam v'Yisrael b'ma'amadam. Each of the Jews that are doing their respective job. Kohanim doing the avoda, the Levi on their duchan, on their platform. Hence the word duchaning. Right, Beduchan, v'Yisrael b'ma'amadam, and the Yisrael in their ma'ayim. But we know the Bnei Yisrael were also, the Mishnah is described in Tainus, they were also split up in different groups, and different representation was given each week. Just like every group of Kohanim and Levim had Mishmaros that split up, and the 24 groups, they each worked like about 2 weeks out of the year, besides the week of Yom Tov. So the Jews also, some of the group of the Bnei Yisrael that were designated for the week went to Yerushalayim, and were the representatives for the Karbat Tamid and in Yerushalayim itself, and the rest of them stayed in their towns and had special tefilos, special leanings, the Mishnah is described in Tainus. But all the Bnei Yisrael were also designated. That's Yisrael b'ma'amadam. So all of these people, mevatlin avodasam, uban lishmo mikra megillah. They're all mevatl, they're avoda, and they come to hear mikra megillah. So you see that's the chiddush of Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, they're mevatl, they're avoda. What does mevatlin avodasam mean? Is that taken literally? Mevatlin avodasam. So for that, I want us to look at Maseches Megillah. That there's machlokas between Tosfos and at least one daya in the Ritva, regarding what does it mean, mevatlan avodasan. The Tosfos there, Megillah Daf Gimel, says, the top Tosfos, mevatlan kohanim, me avodasan, kasha, amai mevatlan, v'halo achar hakriya, yesh har bishos lavoda. Doesn't take the whole day to lay in the Megillah. So what do you mean, mevatlan avodasan? It's not, they're not being mevatel. Right? By Talmud Torah, Bittul Torah, every second that I'm not learning is a loss. It's Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. You can't fix it. But over here, you're going to do the avodah in an hour from now. What's mevatlin? Says Tosas v'yish lomar, tekivan demishaheir hayom havizman avodah. Really, right when it gets light out, that's really the best time to do the avodah. Ve'he menichan osa bishvil hakriya mishim hachi kari le'bittul. Bittul can mean delaying. Bittul doesn't only mean nullifying, it could even be delaying from the ultimate time. That's Tosfos, so don't take Mevatlin seriously. That Tosfos says, so why don't you do the Avodah first and then Megillah? So you don't have to be Mevatel. V'yasa Avodasen Miyad, v'yakach Yigru Megillah, v'yesh Lomar, d'tov likros imatzibur, mishum d'havi tfei persume nisa. More persume nisa, doing the Megillah before Avodah. It's clear from Tosfos that it's easier to get people together first thing in the morning than a little bit later. So, says the Tosfos, that is what it means. But again, it's important, Tosfos, Mevatlin. Mevatlin doesn't mean Mevatlin. The Ritva there in Megillah Daf Gimel quotes Tosfos and agrees with Tosfos, but then he quotes another daya. V'yesh Mefarshim. He quotes Yesh Mefarshim, Mevatlin Avodasan Legamre. Mevatlin Avodasan means totally. We're totally mevatel. Afilu kishein shows bayom lachzor lavodasan. Even if there won't be time to go back to the avoda, even if they won't bring, I don't know, they're not going to bring the karbat tamid that day, because this mitzvah derabanan midivrei kabbalah pashas not midivrei kabbalah, because only the night one is midivrei kabbalah. The daytime reading is just pure derabanan. So a pure mitzvah derabanan can be mevatel the avoda. Says this daya, v'chachamim yichon la'akar davar min ha'torah b'shei v'altase. That's it. Just like the Gemara says in Yevamos, they can be yoker mitzvah. They can be or shofar and lulav and any mitzvah. The Eina Mechuvar. The Ritva doesn't like it, but he quotes the opinion. Says, Mevatlin. How can you say that? But you see, it's literal. Mevatlin. So if you say that, then that's the huge chiddush here. That a kol chayavin, kodem uvim Yisraelim, even if it means that they're going to totally be mevatel their avoda. Okay, next. Now we talk about Zimun again. Again, yesterday we spoke about Zimun, who's included in the Hakol, and now we get into the details. Hakol Chayavim B'Zimun, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Everybody has to be included in Zimun. Pshita, is that obvious? An amazing Havamina. Lo Tzricha Deka'achli Kachim. They're eating Karbanis. They're eating Kachim. So that's the Chiddush, that they're Chayavim Zimun. Why? Salka Dai Dechamina. Va'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bohem. You eat, they have to eat that which they get atonement for. Pasuk in Tetzaveh, this is the mitzvah daraisa of achilas karbanos. Amrachmana, pa'kapari. It's a kapara. And therefore, you would have a havamina that they don't participate in zimun. They're not chayv in zimun. Kamash malan, v'yachalta v'savata. Amrachmana, v'ha'isnu. They're satisfied, they ate, so therefore they have to have zimun. What kind of havamina is that? Because their eating has an added element of kapara, they might not be acquired in, they might be chayv in zimun. And what does the achalta v'savata have to do with it? That's not the makor for zimun. That's the makor for benching. Was there ever a havamina that you wouldn't have to bench? That's hard to say. Probably they would have to say. Unless you say the havamina is that it's not really a maisa achila in the normal sense. Kamash v'lon v'achalta is called a maisa achila even though it has a kapara. Even though it has a kapara element. If you look in Rav Yashiv, here in the Ha'aris on Erechid, so he says, that's what he thinks the Havamina is. The Havamina is that maybe it's not even a Maisa Achila, because he says you find that there are examples where the Kohanim don't even do a Maisa Achila. For example, he quotes from the Gemara, when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, which it can't, Bizman Azeh, but if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday, the Gemara says, the Kohanim used to eat the Seir, Chatas, not Lazazel, that one's not being eaten, but the Seir, that was the Chatas, they would eat that on Friday night raw, right? Because you have Kippur Shabbos, you can't cook it, so they would eat it raw on Friday night, even though that's Shalok Kederach Achiloso. How could they do that? It's a mitzvah of Achilos Kachim. So it says Rav Yashiv, a Mavur, the Achilos Kachim, Milvada Din Achila, Mishum Lesa Demanas Kahuna, Yishkam Din Achiloso, Mishum Lesa, the mitzvah of Achilos Kohanim. And that could be done even Shaloka derech achilaso. And therefore, says Rav Yashiv, Saka daitach tal achila kazu, ein chiyav birchas hamazon, even. V'yafa da'ochlan kederech achilason. Asher kupar bohen. Kamash malan, we don't say that. You didn't have to say that in the Havamina, it seems, but he understands the Havamina is even about the benching, even about the benching itself. If you look at the Torah Tamima here, Torah Tamima, because another nafkamina, this is a havamina, one nafkamina of the achila being considered achilas kapara is the havamina that they wouldn't have to bench / zimun. The Torah Tzviba has another nafkamina, there at Tzaveh, are the kohanim allowed to wear their big day kahuna when they eat? They have to take, or do they have to take it off? So he says, because it has this element of kapara, they can wear their big day kahuna. Just try not to get it dirty. Says midatala ha'achila b'kapara nafkamina b'zel le'inyan shemutar nakonim le'echol abasar k'shem b'gdei kahuna kibata ha'achila hu l'tzarech avoda acharei de'beloze eina b'aylam iskaprin v'amnamim nitva ha'basar u'nasa nosar yasa chuzlim komo b'aylam iskaprin b'lo ha'achilasan. Again, l'chachila the kohanim are only get the kapara with the eating of the kohanim. This is a separate, yeah.
Red will eat the karma.
Sorry?
Do they eat bread where they eat the carbon?
Ah, so Pasha, talk about Zimun, talk about benching, they're eating bread. So he's talking about a carbon that is bread, meaning a mincha, or something related, or they're eating bread that got nivla. We're going to talk more about that soon. Nivla with the carbon. This is a mitzvah saseh daraisa. The Kohanim eating the achilas kachin. I think we might have had a shiur about this, if not Old Chazon Lamoed, but we mentioned a lot of it in Maseches Vachim. In the 10th parak in Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam discusses that there is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa for Kohanim to eat Karbanos, a separate mitzvah. Achil, and he even has two tiers within the mitzvah. Kachay Kachim and Kachay Kalim. Sounds like from the Rambam that Kachay Kachim is the real bona fide mitzvah. Eating Chatas and eating Asham. But eating ola, you don't do it because you don't eat an ola. And eating kache kalim is a second tier. Or minch is also kache kachim. Achilas chatas va'asha mitzvah zaseh. Shenemar va'achlo osam asher kupar bohem. Hakohanim ochlim ubayilim iskaprim. V'hu adin l'shar kachim. She'ochlar hakohanim she'achilas and mitzvah. This is a beautiful lashon. If the kohanim eat the chatas va'asha mitzvah zaseh. And who adin for other kachim, the kohanim eat, it's also a mitzvah. Why doesn't he just say it's a mitzvah to eat all karbanis? He doesn't say that. He said it's a mitzvah to eat chatas and asham, and by the way, other karbanis also. And then the next halacha, v'chein achilas shiari hamenachis mitzvah zasei shenemar v'hanu seres bimenu yochlu aron uvadav. So mincha is in the category of chatas and asham because that's also kachei kachim. The Mishnah Melach right here in halacha aleph says nired appears to him. No source for this that they make a special bracha nired the milsa the pshita shakoyin mevarech. Baruch, when he eats the, he says, hey, shakol ni'evet varo, on the meat, and then he says, asher k'nishonet b'kdushaso shel aron v'tzivanu lechol chatas o'asham. Right, he doesn't have to have the ba'ahava there, because it's not a ben adam la'chavero, but he says, v'tzivanu b'kdushaso shel aron, v'kol zeh mevur mimashakaz rabbeinu b'sof hilchos trumos, because there is discussed, there's a special bracha on eating truma. Right, so that is the Mishnah Masara about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Anyway, so that is the mitzvah, which we can talk more about. Is there a mitzvah of Chatzishir when it comes to Achilas Kachim? But we'll see at the end if there's time to get back to it. Okay, but we continue now. Says the Gemara two dots. Hakol mitztarfin lezimun. Everybody's mitztarf lezimun. So the fact that the earlier sounds like it's the bracha of Zimun. So maybe that includes the first bracha according to some opinions in the seventh parak of brachas. But I would say everybody can be included in Zimun. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Pshita. Also, isn't that obvious? Lo tzricha tekaachli kohanim truma okachim. Oh, very interesting discussion coming up. Even Lomaisa. What if the kohanim are eating truma and kachim? Vizar kaachal chulin. And a czar is eating chulin. So I'm sitting with my kohen friend. I'm eating chulin. And he's eating kachim or truma. So there's no way ever in the entire world that I will ever be able to eat what he's eating. So are we allowed to be mitztari for a zimun? So sakadai dechamina hoel v'iboy zar lemechal badi kohen lomatzi achil, because the czar cannot eat what the kohen's eating. So therefore they can't be mezamin together. Ein malom litztareif. Kamash malon they can. Nehi dezar badi kohen lomatzi achil. Kohen badi zar matzi achil. But what's that kamash malan? Well, they can be mitzarif in one direction. And all you need is one direction for tzir for a zimun. The kohen can eat your chulin, even though you can't eat his truma, that's good enough for zimun. So, two important discussions. First, a technical point, and that is what Simi said before. And the question is, where are they eating? Where are they eating here? Kachim, let's say. Where are the kohenim eating kachim that we say that they are being mitzarif to a zimun? A kohen can only eat kachim, let's say, kachim in the azara. And where's the Israel eating his chulin? He's not bringing chulin, avas chulin azara. Just read the Gemara, you don't think about the question. So he said, where are they eating? So says the Prima Gadim, Sha'al karchach ena kavana sha'akohanim achlu lechem apanim amonachis. Because it's only in the azara, and they can't bring chulin in. El medubar b'sh'ochal ha-kohen lechem ha-balua mi-chazi v'shok. Okay, we're talking about some type of kachi kalim that can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. But what kind of kachi kalim? If it's a carbon mincha, it's kachi kachim. So it can only be eaten inside the azara. What can be eaten in the whole city? Only kachi kalim. What kind of bread is kachi kalim? We're talking about zimun. Right? So you have to say, it's bread that was nivla from the karbanis inside. So that's the suggestion of the Prima Gadim. Others, the Tel Torah says that maybe it's a case of Trumas Lachme Toda. We know the Karban Toda, which is Kachi Kalim, has 40 loaves that go with it. 40 of them, right, 10, like 30 are matzah and 10 of them are chametz, but one out of every 10, four of the loaves are given to the Kohen. So the Kohen can eat that anywhere in the city. So that's what we're talking about. Wonderful, Trumas Lachme Toda. Or the third suggestion, the Eved Azel says, maybe they're eating, the Kohanim are eating it in the Azara, and the Israelim are eating it in the Ezra Snashim, and they're looking into each other, right? There's this Ri, as long as you can see the other group, as the Gemara says, and we know the Halacha, you can even start to a Zimun. So, all different suggestion, what exactly, just the Messias, what's the case of eating, number one. Number two, though, is the other Halachic issue, and that is,
in that last case, how do you have a situation where the Kohen can eat whatever the Zara is eating? He's sitting.
Right, the Kohen can eat where he's eating if he walks outside, I guess. That's what you have to say. Not in that spot. He can walk outside and eat it. That might have ramifications for what we're about to talk about. But so what? When is one allowed to be mitzarif lezimun and when not? Tosfos asks here, what if two people are mudr hanoah from each other? Are they allowed to have a zimun together? They can't eat each other's food. What if two people hate each other? They're mudr hanoah. Today's mitzvah shir, the isser of sinah, sinas Yisrael. It's today's isser. So what if two people hate each other? They were mudr hanoah from each other. Could they have a zimun together? So Tosfos says, yes, they can. Tosfos says right here, Umikan Nira, the middle of Vahach. To Gimel b'nei Adam ha-mudur hanoah zemizeh. Ain't him at Starfit. First he says no. Kiva de ain echan man yochol lechol b'chaveirim. But then he says, no, I think yes. To go b'nei Adam ha-mudurim, ain araya brura. It's not comparable. Why? The shiny truma, she'ein la heter la zara filu b'she'ela. Ma she'ein kein b'mudur hanoah. Mudur hanoah, they can be shoal on their nether. So there is a way that I could eventually eat from your stuff if I don't go to a Tavl Chacham and I'm shoal on my nether. Truma can't. Truma you can't? That's a big sugya. You can't be shoal on your truma. So most assume once the Kohen gets it, then you can't be shoal on your truma. And that's what we're talking about here. So you can't be shoal. So Tosfos holds here that mudr hanoah can be mitzdari. If that's a machlokas we've shown him, if you look at the parallel Tosfos and Maseches Brachas, Tosfos says he can't. Well, they weren't shoal. Oh, they can't be shoal. But they weren't shoal. Okay, that is one discussion. If you look in the Birchas HaZevach. What's the Birchas HaZevach? I haven't quoted this in a while. The Asifas Kanim, which is the Chafetz Chaim's putting together a lot of Achronim on Seder Kachim. It's one volume on all Kachim. It's a great, great buy. So we use it a lot in Zachar Menachas, not too much on Erechin. But there in the Birchas HaZevach, on our daf, he quotes, Ra'isi b'minhagim. I saw some people that mention, Shemevi Raya Mikan. They bring a Raya from this, Tosfos. They bring a raya for this Tosfos. The gimel she'achlu b'yachad. Beis mehem basar. The echon machal chalav. What happens if it's Friday afternoon? Not Friday afternoon, they're eating. Happens sometimes at night. You know, the kids are fighting. One wants milkas, one wants fleishigs. So they all eat separately. They all eat. This guy eats pizza and he eats a hamburger. Right, and hopefully you have all the halachas down. You have somebody has a placemat with the fleishigs and you're not allowed to eat together. Okay, fine. They do all the halachas. Now it's time to bench. Are they allowed to bench together? If one ate milchiks and one ate fleishiks, so the Berakhat HaZevach says, Denosnim levarech, what I saw was that they're allowed to bench together, but you have to give the one who ate milchiks to bench, because he is allowed to eat fleishiks right now. But the one who ate fleishiks cannot eat milchiks right now. So you gotta go in that direction. The Chazal Sarufi Badayel Mechal Basar Achar Chala, Velo Ifcha, Vechain, Margal Bepubi Deinshi. And this is what people say. Says the Berakhat HaZevach, I don't agree. V'yein ani ra devrayim. The shiny achilas kachim v'truma lizar o gimel mudar hana de'in la machol hazeh heter local zor lemudar naloam. Oh, here's forever. They're not going to eat it. What milchiks and fleishiks? So wait an hour. Wait 3 hours. Wait 6 hours. Wait an hour. Wash your mouth out. Whatever the shittas are. Avamachol basar milo chazi lemechol legavra shachol chalav achrashir la poskim kideislay v'su halohem ochlam oruim lechol pas biyachad. Also, they're allowed to eat bread together. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the meat and the, right, the, we're talking about bread truma and bread chulin. V'chazilat sarufi lo'chal pash lo'chal basar. V'nir ali de'in lahak b'tklal bazeh. Says the Berakhat HaZevach, I don't agree. I think they can be mitzarif, and even the Baal Fleishiks is allowed to bench. I don't think there's a difference. And where is this quote of Lamaisa? The Chayadam. Chayadam discusses this, and he even adds on a case. The Chayadam in Hilchos Brachos. Berachas Amazon. He says, "V'mechad ochal chalav echad ubeiz basar haminhag sheyivarech zeh sheochal chalav." That's what he quotes. He quotes that minhag of the Berachas HaZevach. Lefishu yochal lechol ima ochlim basar avolam echad ochal gvina kasha ubeiz basar. What if somebody ate hard cheese, which you got to go to the fancy cheese store, so you got to wait 6 hours for that too? Ein mitarfid klal, says the Chai Adam. V'yafa gav di yochal lechol milechem echad below basar v'gvina. And even though they can eat bread, the dafka lechol gvinem alechem shochel basar aser of alechem levad emeinu melucha near the mutter. He says mikol makom kivish einim yicholim lechol alechem imatavshel shachlu ein mitstarfin. That's what he really likes to say. Then he adds on the line mikol makom kivish yishcholkim bedinze nirelo demitstarfin. I'll give it to you if you really want to be mitstarif. But he has those two opinions. Whether you hold of that. Then he talks about what happens if somebody's eating pasakum and the other person is makvid on pasakum. These are all the different sugyas. What if we're eating and you're eating from a certain heksher that I would never eat? Right?
The Gemara's maskana is that one way works.
Right.
That shouldn't matter.
So, but that's only talking about, in this direction?
Doesn't matter.
But the milk is in the fleshings?
Suppose one person will eat what the other person
will eat. Right, that's what he says. If the one ate the hard cheese, and one ate the... Right, so it turns to pasaka, right, you have to say. Unless each of them have a problem with the other ones. Right, one's eating pas akum and the other one never eats pas akum, and the one who doesn't eat pas akum is eating from a heksher that the other one doesn't eat from. Right, so you have to say, that's what they talk about. They talk about those cases. Anyway, so that is all discussions in the, for tziruf lezimun. Okay? Look at the achdus. They don't even eat the same thing, but they'll eat together. Baruch Hashem. That's the musar on the musar in the Gemara. Okay, we go weiter. Hakol ma'arichin. Everyone can be ma'arich. Back to our Mishnah on that base. According to the Yisraelim, Pshita. So what's the Chiddush? So we know everybody could give an Erech. So according to the Yisraelim, Amar Rava, Lo Nitzracha Ela LeBen Bukhri. No, we need it. The Chiddush is for Ben Bukhri. It's not. The Mishnah says in Shkalim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hey, Ben Bukhri B'Yavne, Kol Kohen Sheshokol Enochote. Do Kohanim have to give Machzor Shekel? Machlokas Tanohim. Ben Bukhri holds that a Kohen does not have to. If he gives, he's not sinning. Enochote. He's not sinning. Why is he chote? We'll see what the Lashon is soon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo keinu. Okay, ela kol kohen she'eino shokol chote. No! A kohen has to give shkalim. Ela she'hakohanim darshin mikra zel atzmon. But the kohanim misdarshin a pasuk. What pasuk do they misdarshin? The following. V'chol minchas kohen kalil tielo se'achel. As we know, a carbon mincha, usually by Yisrael, you burn the komets, and the rest of it is eaten by the kohanim. But a mincha of a kohen is totally burned. That is the halacha. So you know what the kohanim say? Ho of omer v'shtei alechem alechem aponim. All these carbon minchas of the tzibur, shelanuhem, they eat the remainders after you burn something. So heichem ne'achalen, how are we allowed to eat these? The Kohanim say, it must be that they're not considered Minchas Kohen, because the Minchas Kohen has to be totally burned. The fact that we eat them, it must be they're not called ours. You know what that means? What do you mean? The Machzor Shekel buys these. It must be we're Pasuk for the Machzor Shekel. That's their misdarshaning of the Pasuk. But really, right, really, because really they're supposed to think, even if they're give Machzor Shekel, it's still not called theirs. It's a carbon seabor. And that is different rules. So that's why it's a misdrasha. That's what Rashi says. Less lanach drasha. Tai kalil tiyeh b'minchas kohen grei dasak siv. Not for a minchas sibur. You go after the rov. Good. So according to him, you might have thought that just like the kohanim are not included in a machzor shekel, so they can't be marich, which we'll see in a second. But let's finish first. Ulo ben bukhri nami. Kiva de lachadchila lo machayvi la asuye. What about ben bukhri sora? If they're not chayiv to bring the machzor shekel, ki maisi nami chotehu to kamay chulun bazara. How can they give just voluntarily? They're bringing chulin lazara. So Gemara says, the maisi lu masal the tzibur. No, they bring it, and they have specific das that is going to the tzibur. Right? They have different das to give it to the tzibur, so it's not chulin lazara. So now we explicate it. Zalkadai dechamino, hoel viksiv, v'chol erkecha yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh. Again, in the pasuk, we have the comparison between erichin and a shekel. Kol yidisa b'shkalim, lisa b'erichin. Whoever is chayven machzor shekel has to give erichin. V'hani kohanim, ovel lastu b'shkalim, lastu b'erichin. By the kohanim, we're excluded from shkalim according to ben Bukhri. So they don't have to give they're not included in the parsha of erichin. Kamash malahan. Kamash malahan, we say that they are included, period. Big discussion. We had a Ian Shear about this as well, and that is the discussion in the Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Simon Tess, suggests that women don't have to daven Musaf. That's the Shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why not? Because women are pturas, they're machzor shekel, and if they're part of a machzor shekel, they don't have to daven Musaf. That is what he says here in Simon Tess. The lachar near the Rasha pturas mitilas Musaf, kima the nashim, moayi shokos. Elam chelet b'karbanis sibur. That is a big discussion, that Reb Kiva Eger, because how could you suggest that? Kohanim and Levim are also not achayev, according to some, in Musaf. In Shkalim, they don't have to have in Musaf. What about if you hold that Shkalim is only from age 20? What, under 20, you don't have to have in Musaf? So it's very difficult. So all the Achronim try to figure out what Reb Kiva Eger means. The Stipler and Svachim and Simon Dalad discusses, maybe there's a difference between Kohanim and Levim and women. Women are totally mufka. from the Chiyav and the Kaparas Sibur. At least the Kohanim and Leviim, or the under 20, are included in the Kaparas Sibur, even though they don't have a Chiyav to give the Shkalim. Well, Maisa, it's a machlokas, whether women should have a Musaf or not, that Mr. Burr quotes, that they can if they want to. Okay, here we go. Continuing the Gemara. Amar Le Abaya. Hi, v'chol erkecha. That phrase of v'chol erkecha, we want to say it's used to teach me this added chiddush. So no, it's used up already. L'chol erkin sha'ata marech lo yibchusa miselahu da'asa. That comparison of erkin next to a shekel is used already. That you, if every time you use your marech, it's not less than a sela. Right? That's what the what do you mean less than a sela? There's nobody who has an erech as a sela. That's the halacha called hesed yad. Hence the name of the sefer on Maseches Erechin. And that is, if somebody is marech and then they can't pay, then the kohanim go and figure out exactly what they could pay. Right? Where would their makel? There's no sheep but exactly on that amount. The pasuk says, the last pasuk in the whole parsha of Erechin, the pasuk says, there in Bichukosai, after all of the Erechin are mentioned, the imachu meyer kecha, if he's too poor to pay, the heemidola fnei kohen, the herech also a kohen. Al pi asher tasig yad hanoder ya'arichenu akohen. That's what applies by erichin. This is not halach by nedarim, but neder versus erich. By neder, d'mei ploni alai, then you owe it. And if you can't pay it, so you have to wait till you get the money and then you'll pay it. But by erichin not. The erichin, you go by hesed yad at that moment. That's what Rashi says. Lefi mashi yish lo yisadrenu, v'yash lo kedechayev, mita karva keses, as we'll see later on. You don't take mashkons from him. Okay, that's the halacha of hesed yad. So you already used the pasuk up, that's the minimum. So elam rabaya itzrich. Okay, this is where you need it. Saka da dechamina, hoel, this is why you would have thought that kohanim are not included. Ho, v'ksid, because this is v'tu yimim v'nechodesh tifteh be'erkecha. Again, he uses the lashon of erchin right next to pidyon aben, called the isa be'pidyon aben, isa be'erchin. Anyone who's chayv be'pidyon aben is included in the parsha of erchin. Fahani kohanim, ho, v'lestu be'pidyon aben, lestu be'erchin. Kamash Malon, these Kohanim are not, as we learned in Maseches Becharos. So you might have thought they're excluded from Erechin. Kamash Malon, period. Amale Rava, 1 minute. El Me'ata, Gabi El Shlam, by El Asham, the Karban Asham, Dechsiv, that's Ashamo Yavil Hashem. The couple of Averis that we learned in the end of Ayikra, and the Parshas of Ayikra, Yerchai Ben Asham. It says there, the Es Ashamo Yavil Hashem, El Tamim Min Akhason, Be'erkecha. He used the lashon of Erechin there also next to Asham. Hachanami to call the Isa be'Erechin, Isa be'El Asham. Where you're going to tell me only those who are included in Erechin have to bring a carbon Asham? And if not, not. Tumtum androgynous, the lessenu be'Erechin, lessenu be'El Asham. Tumtum androgynous are ever going to be chayiv in an Asham. If they do those Averus, then Asham is obligates. So El Amar Rav, Vitei Ravashi, it's Trich. Another suggestion, fourth suggestion, I think, that we say why we would have thought the Kohanim are excluded. Sakada the Chamina hol, v'ksiv ha'emido lefnei ha'kohen, v'lo kohen lefnei kohen, kamash malon. Well, the pasuk that we just read, you might have thought that only the ha'emido, stand him up in front of the Kohen to see what his financial status is. Him in front of the Kohen. It doesn't say Kohen in front of the Kohen. So if you'd have thought that's a pasuk that excludes, kamash malon, period. End of that discussion. Next, that's Ma'arichin. Next line in our Mishnah. Ne'erachin la'asuyei. What was Ne'erach to include? Everybody has an Erech. And to include Menuva le'muchashchin. To include these disgusting individuals physically. Minani mili. The Tanur Rabbanan. Be'erkecha la'havi Erech. So we're going to have a Brisa now. And we're going to explain that the whole Amud Beis today is explaining this Brisa. So Be'erkecha la'havi Erech sasam. Be'erkecha includes an anonymous Erech. Anonymous Erech. We'll see exactly what that means. Dover Acher, or Be'erkecha teaches me, Erech Kulo who knows, same below Erech Evarim. If I say I want to give the Erech of an arm, I'm chayav nothing. Because Erechin is only about people. It's not about Evarim. And you don't say that Pashto Yadav Kula. You don't say that, you just say no, he's chayav nothing, because there's no Erech to Evarim. Even though Demei Yadalai, you give the Demei of the Yad. Another difference between Erech and Damim. Next, Yachol Shani Motzi Avdavar Shem Hashem Tuliyah Bo. I might think that even if I want to give the Erech of a limb that life is dependent on, the heart, right, the liver, v'chulu, Tamalomar Nifashos. Nifashos, and therefore if you're Marech Avdavar Shem Hashem Tuliyah Bo, you have to give the entire Erech. That's considered the whole body. Nifashos, v'lo hames. Also, erekin only applies to live people and not dead people. Ozias a mace, well, ozias a goses. I might think that I exclude mace, but if I'm marich a goses, I am chayiv. Tabalomar, veheemid veheerich, because yeshnu bahamada, yeshnu baracha. Anyone that could be stood up in front of the Kohen is included in erekin, because yeshnu bahamada, yeshnu baracha. So goses is excluded as well. Somebody's on their deathbed, so that they do not have an erech. Because they're not included in Hamad of Aracha. Tosfos here notes that if you look back in Chulin, we learned if an animal is Mifar Cheses, it is included in Hamad of Aracha. So how can we say a Gosis is not? So Tosfos says, the difference between animals and people. An animal, which is Mifar Cheses, can still be included in Hamad of Aracha. A person who's a Gosis can't move. You're not allowed to move them, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodeya. At the end, Shin Lamed Vav, Shin Lamed Ches, Shin Lamed Tes. Now, let him move them. But there's a difference, says Tosas, between people and animals. Sorry? A Menuvah Muchashchin don't have Dhamim, because nobody's going to buy them. It gives Erechin, so you might have thought, because of the comparison between Dhamim and Erechin, they're just like, they don't have a Dhamim, they don't have Erechin, just because of that comparison. So the Gemara says, "Vaiter Dabar Acher." Continuing the Brisa, "Dabar Acher Nefashos." Ainly Ella Echad Sherech Echad. I know that one can be Marach one. Echad Sherech Meyaminai. And how do I know that if one person wants to give the Erech of 100, with Tosas points out, with one lashon of Erech. By the way, I didn't mention it before, but Tosas on Erechin seems to be different than Tosas on Erechin is a lot of like Rashi lines explaining. So usually we have that on Nedarim because we assume that Tosfos didn't have Rashi. Here Tosfos quotes Rashi sometimes. So it's unclear exactly why Tosfos is a mefarish here, not just generally with Tosfos. Look on the previous Amud. He's explaining a lot. It's not regular, classic Tosfos. He was explaining the whole to here, on the bottom. Kigon Shamar, Erech Ploni, Ploni, Ploni Alai. There's one lashon of Erech, so 1 to 100. Tamalomar, Nefashos. That also includes. Dabar Acher, another limud of Nefashos. Ainly ela ish sheherich bein ish bein isha. I know a man who's marach a man or a woman. Isha sheherichah ish isha sheherich isha minayin. How do I know if a woman is ma'arich? That it works. Tamalama defashos. It works. Tosas in Sukkah daf chavches wonders. The man and woman are equal in all areas of the Torah. Why would I have thought erichin is different? So Tosas there, important Tosas. Sukkah chavches mabeis. Tosas there says, no, only when it says Adam. Or other masculine masculine words, we would assume they're equal. But where it says ish, so then whenever it says ish, you have to sometimes exclude ish velo isha unless you know otherwise. Dover acher vaiter nifashos. So here's the line. That's why we brought this whole brisa. L'rabas menuva l'muchashchin. I include them in erichin she yachol because I would have thought neder berkecha because yeshnu b'damim yeshnu b'erichin because yeshnu b'damim ain't erichin. Menuva l'muchashchin are not included in damim because nobody would buy them. So maybe not in erichin too. Tamalomar nifashos. Next. Vaiter in the Brisa, v'haya erkecha l'rabos tumtum mandrogenis l'damim. Tumtum mandrogenis are included not in erichin, but they are included in damim. Sheyachol neder v'erkecha kol sheyeshnu be'erichin yeshnu be'damim. The opposite way, whoever is included in erichin is included in damim. Kol sheyeshnu be'erichin eino be'damim. Time alomar v'haya erkecha included. Next, the last one, hazachar zachar v'lo tumtum mandrogenis. Two jokers are not included in Erechin. Lachol lo yehberech isha, but yehberech isha. Tamalomar v'ayarkecha hazachar ve'im nekeva he zachar vade nekeva vadoes lo tumtum androgynous. End of the brisa. Why did we bring that whole brisa? Because we wanted to quote the line about menuvah l'muchashchin to say they are included in Erechin. So now we're going to talk about each of these lines. Amar mar be'erkecha l'rabos erech sasum. My erech sasum. What does that mean? Ditanya. Ha'omer erich sasim alai, no sin kapacho sheba erichin. If somebody says, I want to give an erich. So which one? He didn't say his, he didn't say anybody's. So you have to give the lowest, the smallest erich. V'kama pacho sheba erichin, shlosha shkalim. Three shkalim is the smallest erich. You know, why don't you give, we'll see that in a second. V'ema chamishim, why don't you give the highest? Tafasta meruba, lo tafasta, tafasta mua, tafasta. As we know, the Gemara says here and elsewhere, whenever you don't know, it's better to choose the smallest. Also, you could say part of Hamas Mechaber Lavaraya. That also is playing a role here. V'yema shekel, tachsiv achol erkecha yeb shekel hakodesh. Maybe it's a shekel, as we learned earlier. The Gemara says, no, hahu behesag yadu tachsiv. No, regarding hesag yad, if somebody is so poor and bidyevet, they're not going to give less than a shekel. But if somebody says erech, you can't say they had in mind the hesag yad level. They had in mind the real erech. So the alakra lamali. So then, what's the pasuk for. What do you need the pasuk for? If you know, that's by Hesed Yad. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Lomar she'eno nidon beHesed Yad, to teach me that this person who says an Erech anonymous, he doesn't have the halach of Hesed Yad. Why? Because my time, kim mefarish dami. And Rashi explains, when a person says, I want to give the Erech of so-and-so, I want to give the Erech of this man, or me, so that's not called explicating the amount. No, you just maybe you don't know the value. So there we could say, oh, if you don't have enough money, we'll allow you to give less. But where you give anonymous, so you know anonymous is going to give at least the smallest amount. So it's as if you said three. So if you said three, that's what you're meshubit to. And therefore the halach of Hesed Yad won't apply. There is a discussion in the Achronim here, you know, how could we say anonymous? It's not Bahamad of Haracha. Just like a goses. You can't be Ma'amin Umarek because we don't know who it is. So the Or Gadol on the bottom of Mishnayos in the Yochanan Boaz says, no, by Goseis, it's not Bahamad of Aracha inherently. The person can't come. By anonymously, they can. There's just a problem that you don't know who he's talking about. So it's a more of an external problem. Okay, Iga de Amrei, different version of the previous few lines. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua, Nidon beHesed Yad. No, he is included in Hesed Yad, even though he's anonymous. Pshita, Ma'od Tema Kimifarish, Dami Kamash Malon. You might have said it's as if he explicated it. Kamash Malon, he wasn't. Period. Next, Davar Acher, next line of the Brisa. Be'erkechab, Erech Kula, who knows if he knows in Erech Dmei Eivarim. You don't use it for Eivarim. So, Fiktil Erech Stam. What do you mean? We just used that pasuk in the previous line. Be'erkechab teaches me anonymous Erech. So, how could you use that to teach me no limbs? So, Karibe Erech Be'erkechab. Okay, it could have said Erech, it didn't say Erech, so it's a double lashon. Yochosha, next line of the Brisa. Yochosha, Nimosi, Davar Shem Hashem, Tuliyabo, Tamalomar, Nefashos. Nefashos, Veloas Ameis. So you learn two halachas from the word Nefashos. Vahafikte. Nefashos teaches me Neshama Tuliyabo, and it teaches me not a dead person. So Karibe, Nefesh, Nefashos. Also, double lashon, double extra. Ozias Ameis, Vahozias Agosis, Tamalomar, Vehemed Veherech. So Ihachi, Meis Nami, typically me Vehemed Veherech. So why do you need a pasuk to exclude mace? Mace can't be hu ma'ad v'hu arach either. So why do you need a pasuk for that? Just use the same svara as you did by goseis. So achanami, it's true. Vela nefesh nefashos lamali. So what's the extra nefashos teaching me? Kedvina me'ela, come on. You'll see in a minute. Tavar acher. Nefashos. Eli ela echad sheherech echad. Echad sheherech me'ami na'itam aloma nefashos. Tavar acher. Or the brisa continued nefashos. Eli ela ish sheherech me'nish me'nisha. Isha sheherecha ish. V'isha sheherecha isha me'na'itam aloma nefashos. All of these are learned. Tavar acher nefashos lahavi minu muchashchin. V'fikti lahanach. You use four things. You use nefashos for four things. How could you use nefashos for all of these? So hanach lo tzrichi cry. The answer is that really you don't need psukim. You don't need to learn all of these. Why? My taima, ki shakul hu v'yavo kulam. They're all equally valid drashos, excluding maize, including 100, including woman. Because you don't know which one to darshin, you're allowed to darshin all of them because they're all equal. Ki yisrach kra, and therefore the only one that's not similar is the one that you could actually need the pasuk for. L'menu l'muchashchinu de yisrach. Right, Rashi quotes. We have the similar idea in Baba Kama Dav Gimel where you have similar drashos, so you don't know what to darshin, so you're allowed to darshin all of them. We will stop here because now we're starting a new idea. B'haya erkecha. We'll stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow with the continuation. Again, hopefully the daf in shir is up or will be up in the near future related to Osik Batorah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, related to yesterday's daf.